11:54. Okay.
We'll now take public testimony on House Bill 11:54. Any proponents of 11:54?
First of all, Mr. Chairman, let me apologize. I went back to appropriations. I was so involved, I came for the first bill, and I forgot this one was up today. In fact, I left so hurriedly, I don't even have a copy in front of me, but I'm very familiar with what I'd done.
Ryan, you want to furnish a copy to the witness? Thank you.
And while I'm waiting for just a moment, I commend you on the last vote, by the way. In the state of South Dakota, where we have no rabbis, I have this lay position, and I wouldn't even presume to assume privilege. And I've had some experiences. The reason for this bill has to do with, once again, I'm bringing this on behalf of the state's attorney from Pennington County. As he has explained to me, I'm not an attorney, that while the law is very clear with regards to a conviction, that a minor who may be guilty of exactly the same offense cannot be convicted, he's only adjudicated. As a consequence, the state's attorney does not have the same remedies against a violator that he would have against an adult, and so the logic is that he has his hands tied very unreasonably and very unfairly, and feels very strongly that these driver's licenses should be suspended for exactly the same offense, because it's not a function of age, it's a function of misbehavior. That's about the summary of my testimony.
Any questions of the witness? Representative Marshall?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's also another law that I'm about underage consumption, and I'm assuming that if you can prove the drinking and driving, you can prove the underage drinking, and the juveniles already lose their license for a year on that, or a year or 6 months or something. Somebody can refresh my memory. In other words, if you're talking about losing the license, they already have automatic mandatory for juveniles under a different section.
If they're simply adjudicated? I don't know. I don't know the other section, but apparently, Mr. Brenner, our state's attorney, I'm sure that he would have taken advantage of the other section if that was true. You're saying that there's another law that says that if you are adjudicated of drinking underage, that you can have your license suspended for a year.
It isn't. The driving offenses are not an adjudication, because the presumption is that they go to adult court in those circumstances. My question is sincere. I'm not sure how all these work together, and I was wondering if you did. But
no, I don't. And at the very least, if that is a redundancy. Yeah, to protect all of us from driving while under the influence, it's a reasonable redundancy. So I'd hope that you could vote for the bill, regardless whether it could be in the law if the other law applies. It's a protective redundancy rather than injurious one.
Any further questions of the witness? If not, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further proponents of House Bill 1154? Proponents of House Bill 1154. If not, is there any opponents of House Bill 1154? If not, we close the committee to public testimony for committee discussion and or action.
Chairman.
Representative Mattson.
I move to pass.
Which made by Mattson do pass. There's her second.
Second.
Second by Jensen. Any discussion on the do pass motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative.
I know.
This legal talk is so foreign to a lowly doctor that what's the difference between adjudication and conviction? Is it just age?
Juvenile.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well.
Okay.
Representative Marshall.
There's also a presumption in an adjudication. The consequences afterwards, or what we would normally call a sentencing in a conviction, the intention in juvenile cases is to look at the best interest of the child. What would be the best thing for this child, best consequence for the child to be able to recover, as opposed to adult convictions, which the assumption it falls sort of in another vein of thinking. So there are some different assumptions.
Any further questions or discussion? If not, Secretary, call the roll. All in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Bartling.
Aye.
Gillespie.
Aye.
Hennies.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Madsen.
Aye.
McCauley.
Aye.
Monroe.
No.
Marshall.
No.
Noctegal.
No.
Siebert.
Aye.
Michaels, excused. Brown?
Aye.
The do pass motion was approved 8-2-3 with two absent, and House Bill 1154 will now go to the floor.